I'm Wayne Piercy. I'm new here.
This app is a practice tool for musicians. It's called, well, that used to be called the iReal Book. And for those of you guys who don't know what the Real Book is, a Real Book is a book of tunes that you can just pull out on a gig and just like pull up something and just sight read it. And they're generally jazz, they're all jazz tunes, so they're all in lead sheet format. So basically what this app does is it allows you to view these things on your iOS device. Not only can you view the chord document, you can also practice, and they give you these MIDI sequences to practice these tunes with. It's a little dry, but it sounds like a pretty decent rhythm section. Now, I want to give a disclaimer. This app has only been accessible for a couple of days. I've had the app for a while, and it wasn't accessible, but I guess somebody wrote to the developer and said, hey, you know, we need some voiceover support here. And so they were like, all right. So I updated some apps a couple of days ago, and I stumbled across this was one of the updates, and I went into the update to look at the details, and they said, oh, this has some voiceover support now. So I was really excited. There are a few limitations still yet with this app, so I will go over those. Let me just basically show you. When you start the app, you have a list of songs, and I'm going to go through and find one and open it and give you guys an idea. Okay, let's do Afro Blue. This is a John Coltrane tune.
Songs, back button, editor, button.
Now, as far as I can tell, the editor is where you would actually go in and actually view the chord changes. It would say like F7 for a bar, B7 for two bars, B7, you know, whatever the changes are. This part is not accessible as far as I can see. But let me take you to the part that I know will work.
Player button.
Okay, so we're gonna go into the player.
Jazz button, close button.
So let me show you the controls here. There's a close button on the top left.
Stop button.
There's a stop button.
Play button.
There's a play button.
Jazz button.
This button will actually change the style of the MIDI sequence, and you have several choices. We'll go back through that in a second.
Button, light up button.
Okay, I don't know what this button does.
Four, medium swing button.
It says four, medium swing. You can change this to different stylistic markings. There's up-tempo swing. There's ballad swing, ballad even, straight eighth. There's a few different stylistic things. So let's keep going over.
Keep on light arm button.
Okay, I don't know what this does.
Tap
button. Apparently you're supposed to be able to tap. You can tap the tempo in yourself. Like if you just, you know, tap it like this, you can do that. I've tried that. It doesn't work.
Decrease tempo button.
There's a decrease tempo. You can tap this and it will decrease the tempo by one increment, one BPM.
Increase tempo, button.
And then you can increase
100.
And it says the default tempo is at 100.
Increase times.
These buttons that say increase times or decrease times. Times mean how many times is it going to loop this tune? How many times do you want this to play while you're practicing? And there is another feature in here.
Three times. On, button. Two, button.
Okay, so this is for,
On button.
This on button is for count in, so you can have it count in, and it, the default is, gives you a two bar count off.
And you
could change that button that says two, you could change the number of bars it gives you to count off.
Practice button.
Now this button, I will talk about this button a little bit more. Let me just play for you so you guys can hear what this sounds like.
Play button.
Okay, so I'm gonna play it.
Play.
So basically this gives you an idea. You're not gonna hear a melody, you're just gonna hear the chords, and you're gonna hear drums.
So you could theoretically jam along with this.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. That's the whole point, is to be able to jam. And not only to be able to jam with it, but also to be able to actually get really deep inside a tune and learn it.
Right.
Okay, let me stop this now.
So, you have to go with the tools that are there, or can you actually import some?
There was some copyright stuff, so when you buy the app, I actually bought this before the laws changed, I guess. Basically, what happens is you actually don't get songs when you download it. You have to go to some forums and download those. I haven't tried that part yet. I've only been playing with the songs that were there when I actually bought the app. Let me explain a little bit more about a couple of these buttons here and how we can get inside this tune a little bit further. So here's the we're going back through the player.
Stop. Play button.
Okay, so there's the play button again.
Jazz button.
I can tap this button. This says jazz right now. And watch what happens when I tap it.
Latin.
Okay, so now it's Latin. So now if we go back.
Play button.
See, totally, the groove totally changed. So you could practice this tune in any number of styles.
That's cool.
Yeah, very cool. All right, now let's go back over.
What other styles do you have there besides jazz and Latin?
I was going to go to that right now. So this is Latin right here.
Pop.
Pop. You probably, this is a jazz tune. You probably would not want to practice with a pop style.
Jazz.
So for this tune, all I have for the main style selector is jazz, Latin, and pop. But we can go over.
One, balance swing button.
What I'm gonna do now is I'm gonna tap this button.
Two, ballad even.
So ballad even, that means it's not gonna swing the eighth note.
Three, slow swing. Four, medium swing.
Okay, five. Let's change it.
Five, medium up swing.
Medium up. Let's try it here.
Play, dim.
Quite a bit quicker. This is actually around the tempo that you would actually perform this. This is about where Coltrane puts it.
Nice.
Alright, so let's stop. Okay, so let's go through a couple more stylistic things here.
Six, up-tempo swing.
Okay, so there's up-tempo. That's even faster than what we played.
Seven, double time swing.
Double time.
Oh, gee.
Eight, bossa nova.
We can put it at bossa nova if you guys want to hear what bossa nova.
Play.
Oh, wow.
That's nice.
Yeah, so you get the idea. It's basically just going to straighten out the eighth notes and give it more of like a Brazilian groove.
Okay.
Very
cool. Interesting.
I won't do this because it'll just take a long time, but we can increase and decrease the tempo from here once we have the style selected.
Increase tempo, 140, tempo, decrease times, button.
So we could say, I want this to play four times, I want this to play five times, I want this to play six, you know, whatever number of times you want it to go through the sequence is.
Three times. On, button, two, button.
We can turn the count in on.
Practice, button, guitar chords, button.
Now, I want to talk about, I'm not going to go in here because this practice feature is not accessible at the moment. And I plan on contacting the developer and letting them know. Basically, what the practice button will let you do is, one, you can have it increase the tempo at each repeat. So if you wanted to start, like say you're working on a really hard tune like Giant Steps that has a lot of crazy changes. You can start the tune at a very slow tempo and then at each repeat it will speed it up and will get faster. You can set it to do that. You can also set it to transpose the tune by a half step at each repeat. So you have the potential of practicing a tune in all 12 keys right there within the app, which is great. A lot of people really need to do that. It really helps your chops a lot. I feel like this app is a really big deal for blind people because I think this is the most hands-on access we've had to the real book in a very organized fashion. If it weren't for this app, we would still be stuck, you know, hunting through all the Jamie Abersold play-alongs trying to, like, there's like 101 CDs that you can get by Jamie Abersold. And the thing is with those play-alongs is they're all performance tempo. Now, he did do some, like, he did do slow Giant Steps, and he did do, like, slow Countdown or Invitation. Like, he's done some things slower. You don't, with the Jamie Abersold play-alongs, you don't have nearly as much flexibility as you would with this app. You can get in here and really dig into this tune. But apparently, you can even loop sections of the song that you're working with and really get into that. If say you're trying to play Giant Steps and you miss, like, you botch the first eight bars, you could loop those eight bars over and over again and really get inside those and, of course, change the tempo and all of that kind of thing.
How much is the app?
I believe the app is $7.99.
Wow.
And then what I did was I went to the they have some in-app purchasing things that you can do, and I bought the Jazz Styles Pack, which allows the player to play like a jazz rhythm section. They also have a Latin Styles Pack, they have a Pop Rock Styles Pack, and they just recently added a Bluegrass Styles Pack. Let me talk about the forums a little bit. Like I said, I haven't downloaded any tunes from the forums, but have looked around and just kind of gotten familiar with it. There are a lot of different types of tunes on the forums. There's bluegrass tunes, there's worship tunes, there's jazz, there's country. I even saw a category for Brazilian. There's a category called holiday, film, worship, classical. I don't know how this thing would handle classical. I'm not really sure I would trust it. It was called the iReal Book. Because of the copyright issue, it's now been changed to iReal B.
R-E-A-L.
iReal B. So go and check that out in the App Store, and I'm going to be playing with this more and trying to get inside it a little bit more, but I wanted to give you guys a basic demonstration. That's because...
Are they just straight MIDI files, or do you have to have a special format for this?
I'm actually not sure about that. I'm not sure about getting into them and, like, grabbing the files off of there. My guess is that they are MIDI files. And I was actually told, and it actually said in the update that you could export these tunes as music XML. So if you wanted to email an XML document to yourself, then you could open that in Sibelius. If any of you guys have Sibelius 5 on your Windows systems, you guys could open that with Sibelius and view those. If you do get the chord charts exported and open them in Sibelius, the melodies are not there. These are just chord charts for tunes. There are no heads.
Thank you.
Great, thank you.
Thank you.
All right.